I left the building and hurried toward the Jeep. I glanced at the veteran, and our eyes met. His held no fear. "Get in." My breathing raced as I scuttled around him. "I'll give you a ride."
"I'll distract them while you get in, then take off."
A save-the-day kind of guy.
"No way," I said, continuing to the Jeep. "Don't argue."
He grabbed his pack and sign. His narrowed eyes were none too pleased. The thugs closed in, and we jogged a few yards to the Jeep. I used the key fob, and we slid in at the same time. I hit the locks as the men pounded on the windows. The tires squealed, and I peeled away in time to avoid broken glass. Between their knives and fists, I was sure there'd be dents, but I sped onto the highway ramp and exhaled. My heart pounded like a thoroughbred racing for the finish line. The stranger tossed his duffel into the back seat and buckled up.
"You shouldn't have waited for me," he said with a hint of scolding.
I glanced beside me. Right. I wasn't hanging out with Daniel. Life without Daniel wasn't really a life I could envision. I shrugged. "I'm Mia. Where are you heading?"
"Grayson. Any place. Drop me off where you want."
His deep, rough voice was so different from Daniel's smooth elegance. "Okay." My stomach growled for dinner. That'd be a decent time to empty the passenger seat.
"You shouldn't pick up strangers,"
he said quietly. "Your sign says you're a veteran."
"People lie. You're too trusting."
He was getting on my nerves. "The last thing I want to do right now is argue," I sighed. "I thought you needed a ride."